I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Millennials now outnumber baby boomers in the population, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. And though the millennial generation has stereotypically been seen as self-absorbed and buried in student loan debt, they are involved in charitable giving. But they're doing it differently than their parents. There's a misconception about the much maligned millennial generation, says Connecticut native Ari Kagan, a millennial himself.
People are often worried that millennials don't actually have enough money yet to donate because they're so young. Millennials are between 25 and 40 right now, right in the middle of financial maturity. Not our typical image, right? We think of it as a kind of whining 13-year-old who wants to buy avocado toast.
In fact, while on average about 70% of Americans donate, millennials give it a rate of about 85%. Still, Kagan says they want a few things in return, like an easy way to give online.
So you've got 90% of giving still done offline, right? It's still done with cash and check and mail-ins in this kind of very out-of-date fashion that harkens back to how we used to interact with the whole world.
And he says millennials want more control over where their money's going. Kagan has co-founded an app called Momentum that ties donations to things people do in their daily lives.
Like every time you go out to eat, adding 10% to the bill and donating that to a hunger charity. Or that could even be things happening in the world, like every time Donald Trump tweets, give 10 cents to the ACLU.
Websites catering to millennials worried about wasteful spending now vet organizations. But John Carl Casa, president of the Connecticut Community Nonprofit Alliance, says donors should understand how nonprofits operate.
There are some misconceptions about overhead and nonprofits. You know, nobody would go, for instance, to a pizza shop and say, well, we'll pay for the cheese and we'll pay for the tomatoes, but we're not going to pay for the people who put the pizza together and we're not going to pay for your rent. I mean, that's what overhead is.
Still, Casa says organizations are making adjustments to try and attract younger donors to financially support the work they do. Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio.